我们请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一点主的话。
Can we read God's word?
我们先看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章，我们从第一节读到第七节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 7.
我先用中文念一遍，然后请我的弟兄用英文念一遍。
And I will read it first in Chinese, then I will read it in English.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life was manifestAnd we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifest to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write so that our joy may be made complete.And this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins.
使徒行传第二章
Acts chapter 2.
我们从四十节读到四十二节。
Verse 40 and 42.
彼得还用许多话做见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接。
And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept exhorting them, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. So then, those who had received this word were baptized. And there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to breaking of bread and to prayer.
我想我们作为基督徒，我们都很清楚一件事情。
I think we are clear as a Christian.
就是我们的神把主耶稣基督他的儿子赐给我们。
And that is our God has given us the Lord Jesus Christ, his son, to us.
而他的儿子来到地上的时候呢，把一个生命赐给我们。
And then his son, as he came on the earth, he gave us this life.
当我们相信耶稣基督的那一天，圣灵就把这个生命重生在我们的里面。
The day when we accept the Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit give us this new birth.
我想这个话是很简单的，但是它的意义却是非常的清楚。
But even though these are simple words, but the meaning is very clear.
所以我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们都应该在这个点上面啊，我们持守的很牢。
And so all the redeemed ones shall hold fast to this point.
我们知道主耶稣基督到地上来没有给我们别的，只有给我们这个生命。
We know that the Lord Jesus did not give us anything else, but only this life.
但是呢，从这个生命的里面
，But yet from this life，
我们的生活中啊，可以产生无数的经历
，That it can produce many experiences。
到底这个生命所带给我们生活中的经历能有多少呢
？And how many different experiences can this give us？
那么最近呢，我在主面前稍微有一点点的思想
，As I meditate before the Lord。
我就把这些呢统统把它列下来。
And I have listed all these experiences.
我目前呢列出了30个点。
I have 30 points.
我相信比这个还多。
I believe that there's more than that.
因为当我列30个点的时候我里面又出现一些。
Because after the 30th point, there's some, I thought of.
我请我的弟兄呢把这个把它做出来然后我们打在这个上面大家看一看啊，到底从这个生命里面，在我们生活中能产生多少的一个经历
？So how many experience can these things produce in our lives？
我想我不要一个一个点的去说明。
We will not be too clear about each point for now。
弟兄姊妹，你不需要急着现在就做笔记来抄啊。
And you don't need to take notes right now。
以后我会把它印出来，如果你有需要的话，你可以拿。
We will print this out for you in the future. You need one, you can take some.
然后我们看第二面。
Second page, please.
请后面的弟兄们打第二页。我想就着目前啊，我所能列出来的大概有30个点。
And for now, I think I can only come up with 30 points.
主若许可的话呢，在未来的日子里面呢，我们一个点一个点的来交通。
And if God wills, we will fellowship on these point by point.
那弟兄姊妹可以看见这30个点呢，我没有把它这个做了一点点的整合。
And I have not categorized them yet.
就是没有归类。
And I have not categorized them yet.
因为我就怕说呢，因为我们一归类的话呢，弟兄姊妹们听起来的时候可能会觉得比较沉闷一点。
And maybe if I'd done that, that may be a little boring.
所以我们把它混杂在一起，就这样子照着次序来交
通。So actually, it's all mixed up together, and I will just go according to this pattern.
但是呢，也不一定完全按照这个次序。
But maybe not according totally on this pattern.
我们的弟兄把它做得很漂亮很像一个菜单。
And my brother had done it well, it looked like a menu.
好我们就把它当作个菜单好了。
I think this is a menu.
这是神赐给我们丰富的大餐。
Actually, this is the abundant feast the Lord gave us.
所以弟兄姊妹以后你拿到这个的时候你可以在主面前思想如果你感觉在哪一个点上啊我们应当目前先来交通，我们不需要按照次序，请你告诉我，好吧
？So if you think that we should talk about certain points first, we don't have to go in order, but come and talk to me.
并且呢，在这个整个的交通的过程里面
，And in this whole process of fellowshipping,
若是主给我有另外其他的负担。
And if the Lord give me other burdens,
我也会随时插进来交通。
And I will also interject that.
我想我们不必把它弄得很矮板啊，能够稍微灵活一点。
I think we should not be so constricted, but we should be pliable.
但是当我在主面前思想的时候
，But as I think about it,
我实在里面低头敬拜我的主。
I bow and worship my God.
他所赐给我们的生命是何等的生命。
And what a life that he has given us.
在这个生命里面所包含的那个丰富是何等的丰富。
And what an abundance.
弟兄姊妹们，神所赐给我们的生命，彼得形容说像一个种子种在我们里面。
The life that he gave us is like a seed planted.
所以从这个种子里面要结出许多的子粒来。
So from this seed, it will come forth many other seeds.
所以我们希望按照主的话在主面前一同有交通
So I hope to share with you on God's word
让这一些的经历能进入我们的生活
That these experiences may enter into our lives
而使我们的生活丰富起来
So that our life will be abundant
我们可以把荣耀归给我们的神
We can give glory to God
今天早晨呢我们就来讲第一个点
We'll talk about the first point this morning.
我们讲交通的生活。
The abundant, the life of fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得。
We know, brothers and sisters.
神造人的时候。
When God created man.
在我们的受造里面有一个很重要的目的。
In our creation, there's an important purpose.
就是神要以人作为他交通的对象。
And that is God as take man as his fellowship.
但是我们知道。当人和神之间这个交通在很短的时间里面因着罪的进入就消失了。
And it was because of sin, in a very short time, this fellowship disappeared.
亚当夏娃在没有堕落之前他们跟神之间是有交通的。
Before the fall, Adam and Eve had fellowship with God.
但是当罪进来之后亚当夏娃和神之间的交通就断绝了。
But when sin entered it,Adam and Eve's fellowship was severed with God.
我们知道这个交通的失落。
We know that this loss of fellowship.
这不仅是我们人的一个损失。
Not only it is a loss on the aspect of man.
弟兄姊妹，也是神的损失。
Also it's a loss on God's side.
所以因此呢，神在这个堕落的世界里面，他积极的要恢复神。和人之间的交通。
That's why actively God wants to recover the fellowship between God and man.
所以因此主耶稣基督到地上来成全救恩。
Thus the Lord Jesus came on earth to accomplish salvation.
弟兄姊妹，最重要的是要把我们重新带回到与神的交通里面。
And that is to bring us back into the fellowship with God.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important issue.
神如果得不着人做交通的对象，神不能满足。
God cannot be satisfied if he cannot gain man as the focus of his fellowship.
你我今天如果跟神之间不能交通，你我的生活也不会满足。
If we cannot fellowship with God, we will not be satisfied.
所以我们跟神之间的这个交通是非常重要的一件事情。
So it is an important issue for us to fellowship with God.
我们这个是我们受造的重要的目的之一。
And this is one of the important reasons why we were created.
那么也许我们要问到底什么是交通呢
And we ask, so what is fellowship?
我记得我年轻时候头一次听到这个交通这个名词的时候我完全不能了解
And when I heard this term fellowship, I could not understand、before.
因为呢我的领会呢不是 fellowship, 是 transportation
But because my understanding wasn't fellowship, but it was transportation
啊我想教会还管这个车辆交通的问题啊
I thought that why is it the church have to be mindful of transportation?
但是我们知道弟兄姊妹这是一个古字啊在 古文里面用的一个字。
We know that this is the old wording.
所以我们中文呢把它翻作交通。
And so Chinese translate as fellowship.
这个交通呢比我们跟神之间的谈话要多一些。
And this fellowship is more than talking with God.
啊在希腊原文的意思里面
In the original Greek
这个 koinonia 这个字
koinonia
这个字呢它英文的翻译叫 sharing in common 啊，就是站在平等地位上面的一种分享
That is sharing in common on the same ground
所以弟兄姊妹这是何等尊贵何等宝贵的一件事情啊
And what a precious thing this is
啊，今天呢假使我们是由上往下讲话的话呢
Now, if we're talking down,
那么这个叫做吩咐，这个叫做命令，对吧
？This is a command being given out.
圣经里面是有讲到神吩咐、神命令。
The Bible does say that God commanded His people.
假使呢，我们是由下往上的话呢
？But what about from below toward up?
那个叫做报告，叫做请示。
And that is reporting.
但是弟兄姊妹，神今天呢，没有把我们摆在一个低下的地位上面。
But yet today God did not place us on a low plane.
神抬举我们，把我们摆在一个平等的地位上面。
God exalted us on the equal plane with Him.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，一个堕落的罪人，一个污秽的罪人呢，能够跟神站在一个平等地位上的交通，这是不得了的一件事。
You know, for a fallen sinner to have fellowship with God, this is something incredible.
那么所以因此呢圣经里面告诉我们呢 今天的神，主把我们摆在一个朋友的地位上面。
That's why the Lord said that He has called us as friends.
我们记得在约翰福音第十五章里面呢，主对门徒们说：“从此之后，我不再称你们为仆人，我乃称你们为朋友。”
In John 15, God says, "For now on, I do not call you servant, and I call you friend."
弟兄姊妹们是站在平等的地位上面。
Now they are on the equal plane.
啊，这是何等重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
但是你知道我们人呢，有的时候我们有了一点点的地位或者什么的时候呢，我们就不大肯跟别人这个占平等地位的。
But you know, man, when we have a higher position, we don't like to, look at others. We like to look down at others.
啊，我也认识一个弟兄，他在一个教会里面服侍。
I remember a brother who served in the church.
产生很大难处。
There was great difficulty.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他说，这些服侍的人跟我不能平起平坐。
And because he says all these servants cannot sit equally with me.
啊，我说那你是什么人呢？
I said then who are you?
啊，我说你这样的话，教会侍奉上很大的难处。
I said you will cause great difficulties in the church.
所以我就劝他。
So I tried to.
你要把所有的弟兄姊妹当做你的弟兄和姊妹。
Admonish him.Saying that you should look at brothers and sisters as your brothers and sisters. 虽然今天主在教会里给你一个服侍啊，你好像有一个什么职位一样。Even though the Lord give you a seem like a position,
你不能有个感觉由上往下的。
You cannot have the feeling of looking down at people.
过了一年之后啊
，After a year,
我再去看他。
When I went to visit him,
他说啊，现在他们可以跟我平起平坐。
And he said that now they can sit together with me.
我说你这个感觉还是不大好。
I said now this feeling is still not so good.
你还是有一种的好像自尊的一种高高的地位在上。
You still have certain pride within you.
弟兄姊妹，你会看见神没有轻看我们。
You see, God did not despise us.
我们跟神之间的距离是差得何等的遥远的。
Our distance with God is beyond measure.
但是神为了要跟我们有交通，所以他把我们的地位升高了。
So for the sake of fellowship with us, that He has exalted our position.
所以这是神给我们极大的一个荣耀。
And this is a great glory which the Lord gives us.
每一个弟兄姊妹都可以跟神之间有交通。
And every brother and sister can have fellowship with God.
并且在圣经里面给我们看见。
And also in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，父子圣灵之间他们有一个交通的。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they also have a fellowship.
而这个交通呢，只向着蒙恩得救的人开放。
And this fellowship is only open to the redeemed one.
你要知道，连天使都没有资格进入这个交通的。
And even angels cannot enter into this fellowship.
天使是服役的灵。
Because angels are servant spirits.
他是做仆人的。
And they are servants.
他没有资格进入这个交通。
They have no right to enter into the fellowship.
只有人有资格进入这个交通。
Only man have this qualification.
所以约翰在约翰一书里面告诉我们说，他说我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督彼此有交通。
That's why in 1 John it says that we have fellowship with God and His Son.
弟兄姊妹们，我们作为神的儿女，
as children of God,
我们有一个很大的权利可以进入。
We have a right to enter into this fellowship.
啊，我不知道在你的生活中，你跟神到底能不能有这种的交通。
And I don't know whether or not you can have this kind of fellowship with God in your life.
我感谢主，我在很年轻的时候，主就把我放在这个交通的里面。
And I really thank the Lord because in an early age that He placed me in this fellowship.
我那时候大概十五六岁啊。
I was about 15, 16.
弟兄姊妹，有一天当我在主面前亲近主的时候，我忽然感觉我进入一种不同的境界啊。
And when I was drawn near to the Lord, I felt that I was in a different realm.
啊，我想我不要去形容，免得弟兄姊妹感觉这个很神秘，没有不神秘的。
This is not mysterious.
弟兄姊妹们，你跟神之间的交通是很自然的一件事情。
But it is natural for fellowship to occur.
那么从那一天开始
，But from that day on,
一直到今天
，Until today,
弟兄姊妹们，感谢主，在这个交通的里面，主叫我躲过多少次的困难。
That because of this fellowship, the Lord had delivered me from many troubles.
也躲过多少次仇敌的攻击。
And many attacks of the enemies.
也躲过多少次环境上面所有的不顺利。
And also many setbacks.
所以这一路上跟神之间这样交通的过来。
So, all the way in the road of life of fellowship,
实在享受神无尽的一个丰富。
And I enjoy His abundant provision.
所以你如果懂得你跟神之间能有交通。
So if we understand that we can have fellowship with God,
弟兄姊妹，你的生活中间定会充满信心。
Then we will be full of faith in our lives.
你也无惧于环境上的所有的变动。
And we will not fear about all the environments.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我所以告诉弟兄姊妹说，我十五六岁的时候，我就能进入这个交通。
I tell you that I was able to enter into this fellowship when I was 15, 16.
就说这个不在乎你蒙恩的年日有多少的。
And that is to say that this does not depend on how long
you've been saved. 这是每一个蒙恩得救神的儿女的权利。
And this is the rights of the children of God.
所以你一得救。
When you're saved,
你就可以进入这个与主的交通。
You can enter into the fellowship with the Lord.
你可以享受天使也没办法享受的福分。
And you can enjoy, this privilege, not even angels.
那么这是神给我们极大的恩典。
And this is a great grace the Lord has given us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅与神之间有交通。
Not only we have fellowship with the Lord.
我们圣徒彼此之间也有交通。
And horizontally, we can have fellowship with one another.
那约翰在那里给我们看见哈，这个交通里面呢，有两个重要的原则呢，是我们今天需要注意的。
And now John allow us to see that there's two main principles in this fellowship.
啊，第一个告诉我们的就是说呢，我们的交通呢是先和神之间有交通。
Number one is that we should have fellowship with God first.
啊，因为约翰告诉我们说呢，他说呢，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督彼此相交的。
And because it says that we have fellowship with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
这是一个直接的交通。
And this is direct fellowship.
然后他说，我们把我们所看见、所听见的传给你们。
And we preach to you what we have seen, what we have heard.
所以这里告诉我们，如果你跟神之间没有交通，你跟人之间那个也没有交通。
So if we have no fellowship with God, then we can't have any fellowship with man.
那这不是说我们现在有了两个交通，一个是跟神，一个是跟人。
So that doesn't mean that now we have two fellowship, one with God and man.
圣经给我们看见了，这个交通呢只有一个。
Bible allows us to see that fellowship is only one.
我们与神之间的交通，与弟兄姊妹之间的交通只有一个。
There's only one fellowship with God and with man.
但是第一件事情，你必须跟神之间能有敞开的交通。
But first priority is that you should have an open fellowship with God.
然后我们彼此之间才有交通。
Then we can have fellowship with one another.
我们看见今天地上的教会呢，因为有很多时候我们没有能够持守这个原则。
And because we cannot hold fast to this principle.
所以因此在神的百姓之间的交通上产生很多的问题。
That's why there's many problems in fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要进入这个交通，第一件事情你必须跟神之间先有交通。
So if you want to enter into this fellowship, you must have one with God first.
啊，所以这是头一个在交通中间我们需要持守的原则。
And so this is the first principle which we should hold fast in fellowship.
第二个
，Number two，
重要原则告诉我们，这个交通呢是出于生命，也是传递生命。
It is out of life and is extension of life.
神所以把生命给我们。
The reason why God gave us this life.
有一个很重要的意义是为着交通。
There's a very important reason and that is for fellowship.
所以当我们要交通的时候。
So when we are to fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须从这个生命做根基。
We should have this life as the foundation.
然后呢，彼此的交通呢，是传递生命。
And so when we have fellowship with one another, it is extension of our life.
啊，我想神给我们生命啊。
I think God give us life.
有很多不同的意义，对吧？
There are many facets.
当然，第一个就告诉我们说，你有了这个永远的生命，你可以永远活着。
Of course, number one is that if you have this eternal life, you can live forever.
啊，这已经是一个很大的福气啊。
And this actually is a great blessing already.
弟兄姊妹们，你可以永远活着。
You can live forever.
这个生命也告诉我们
，This life also tells us，
我们与主是彼此联合的
，That we are united with the Lord。
在这个生命里，我们与主 彼此联合。
In this life, we're united with the Lord.
他永远属于我们。
He belonged to us.
我们也永远属于他。
We belong to him.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们可以在这个生命里面支取耶稣基督所有一切的丰盛。
We can draw upon his abundance in this life.
啊，我们可以享受这个丰盛。
We can enjoy the abundance.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主赐给我们生命非常的重要。
So, it is important for us.For God to give us His life.
但是我们晓得主赐给我们生命更重要也是为着能够彼此有交通。
But moreover, that it is for the sake of fellowship.
所以基督徒的交通是以生命为根基的。
So Christian fellowship is based on life.
我希望我们能把这些点记住啊。当你离开这个生命的时候弟兄姊妹就没有所谓的交通。
I hope we can remember because when we leave this life, we have no fellowship.
我们只有在这个生命的里面我们才能够摸着那个真正交通的意义。
And only in this life, we can touch true meaning of fellowship.
所以也可以说交通是生命之间的一种的交流。
So fellowship, it is the flowing of life to one another.
是灵与灵之间的一种响应。
It is a...call from spirit to spirit.
所以这个是多过了我们所谓的言语的问题。
So this is more than just words.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天神在他的教会中在他的儿女中要恢复这种的交通。
God is recovering this kind of fellowship among his people.
我们如果与神之间的交通没有阻碍
If we don't have a hindrance with God in fellowship,
我们与弟兄姊妹之间的交通也没有阻碍
And no hindrance among one another.
弟兄姊妹们，这个教会的光景定规呢，符合于主的心意。
Then the church condition would be pleasing to the Lord.
啊，所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
I think this is very important.
那我们讲呢，既然交通是根据于这个生命
，So if we say fellowship is based on this life,
当然在基督徒中间，生命的光景有深有浅。
Of course, in the life of God, there are deeper life and other more shallow.
我们都晓得我们的蒙恩得救在神跟前，这个生命需要成长。
And we know that our life needs to grow.
这个成长呢，有所谓的婴儿期，也有成年期啊。
And this has the baby stage and also the grown-up stage.
每个人都会经过婴儿期的。
Every one of us go through the baby stage.
当然，我们都知道婴儿是很可爱的。
We know that babies are adorable.
但是你跟婴儿之间的这个交通很有限，对不对
？It is limited fellowship with a baby.
啊，所以有时候我们抱起孩子来说，啊，觉得实在很可爱。
And sometimes you hold a baby, you think he's cute.
你想多跟他讲一些话的话呢，你也讲不出来。
And even though you want to express your thought to the baby, you couldn't.
啊，所以我们有的时候就是，哦，可爱哦，这个宝贝，就只能讲这些话，对不对
？And so the only thing we can say is, oh, precious and adorable.
所以你对孩子的话你只能讲婴孩的话。
So for babies, you can only do baby talks.
当然弟兄姊妹们所有蒙恩得救的人都是神的孩子。
Of course, all the redeemed ones are his children.
所以我们刚得救弟兄姊妹们你是神的婴孩神宝贝你啊。
And when you're saved, you're a child of God and he treasures you.
啊所以呢对婴孩来讲的话呢开头说多半都是神的恩典。
For babies,Mostly is grace first.
神很少管教婴儿的。
Very little discipline of babies.
你想想看，一个小婴儿，你管教他，他能听懂什么呢
？Can a baby understand your discipline?
所以你刚得救，你要享受这个婴儿期在神跟前的恩典。
So enjoy your baby stage before God.
但是你不可能永远在这个婴儿期，对不对？
But you cannot forever stay in the baby stage.
啊，我们都有孩，我们有孩子，你就知道了。
We have kids, we know.
如果我的孩子三四岁左右的时候啊
，When my kids are 3 and 4,
他跑来跟我讲，他爸爸，我现在会背啊，这个 A B C D 啊，26个字母。
And he said, Daddy, I know how to memorize A B C D, all 26 letters.
哎呀，你想这个父亲啊，心里好开心呐、啊，哈，更高兴的不得
了。And so the father is very happy.
如果到了15、16岁了。
15 and 16.
他说：“爸爸，我会背 A B C D 啊，26个字母。”
And he said, "Father, I can recite A B C D 26 letters."
我想你恐怕就不会那么快乐了。
I don't think you'll be so happy.
如果到了30岁了
，30,
他跑来说：“爸爸，我会背 A B C D 26个字母。”
Dad, I don't know how to say A B C.
那我想你不会笑，你恐怕要哭了。
I don't think you want to smile, but you want to cry.
弟兄姊妹们，在 神的家中。
Brothers and sisters, in the house of God,
我们要追求生命的长进。
We are to seek after growth in life.
非常重要。
It is essential.
我们不能永远停留在婴孩的状态。
We cannot forever stay in the baby stage.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们父家的丰富是何等的丰富啊！
Because the Father's house is full of abundance.
啊，你如果一天到晚只会喝奶啊，那这个真的是。叫父亲的心不能完全满足的。
And if he can only drink milk, this will not be satisfied to the father's heart.
所以你从你蒙得就开始，你就好好的追求。
So you should seek out the Lord after you're saved.
那么今天我们已经蒙恩多年的弟兄姊妹，你也要往前追求。
And for us who are redeemed for a long period of time, we should still seek.
要能达到一个地步，像保罗所说的，能够吃干粮。
To a point where, like what Paul says, we can eat solid food.
啊，我们现在孩子们长大了。
Our kids grown.
啊，有时候我的孩子们在外面读书，拿了个 paper 回来，我也看不懂了。
And sometimes when my kids let me see their paper, I can't understand them.
但是我很高兴啊。
But I'm happy.
啊，当然，我弟兄姊妹们对神来讲没有什么不懂的。
But of course, God can understand all.
当我们的孩子能到这样地步，我们就感觉他在成长呢。
And when they grow to a certain point, we know that they're growing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们的确蒙恩得救的时候，有婴儿期和神之间的交通。
Of course, we have baby stage fellowship with God.
但是也有成年期，我们跟神之间的交通。
And also adulthood fellowship with God.
所以，神对我们的交通根据于我们生命成长的程度。
So God, our fellowship is based on our growth in God.
所以这是多么重要的一件事情。
And this is very, very important.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在属灵的世上跟神之间的交通。
And today we have fellowship in the spirit with God.
但另外呢，它也分成有两个不同的层面。
And there are also two other areas.
一个层面呢是生活的。
One area is life.
的确，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们可以在生活中与神之间有交通。
And definitely, we can have fellowship with God in our daily living.
你应当把你生活中的每一件事情都带到神的面前。
Every issue, you should take it to the Lord.
像神跟亚伯拉罕之间的交通一样。
Like the fellowship of Abraham with God.
弟兄姊妹，圣经呢称亚伯拉罕为神的朋友啊。
God called Abraham his friend.
啊，你记得曾经一次神。用人形来到地上。
And remember, once God came in the form of man.
他们在那里说，我们所要做的事，岂能不让亚伯拉罕知道呢？
He says, what we are going to do, how can we not let Abraham know?
所以你看，神乐意把他心中的来跟亚伯拉罕有交通。
And so God liked to reveal his heart to Abraham.
那么亚伯拉罕也可以把他家里面的事情带到神的跟前。
And Abraham can bring the issue of his family to God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是要进入我们生活的神。
Our God is trying to enter into our lives.
啊，所以你最好能学会跟神之间彼此之间有交通。
So we should learn to have fellowship with God.
所以每一件事情来到的时候啊
，So when things come to us.
你第一个先来到神面前。
First, we should come before God.
啊，有的时候我们遇见不顺利的事情。
Sometimes we bump into difficulties.
我们来说神啊，为什么事情是这样发生的呢
？Why is it things happen this way？
啊，你跟神先有点交通。
Why don't you have fellowship with God first？
啊，你在事业上遇见困难的时候。
In trouble in your occupation.
你也可以跟神有点交通。
You can have fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以把我们生活上的每一件事情都带到神的跟前。
We can bring everything in our daily living to the Lord.
啊，我们有时候的困难就是什么？因为我们依靠自己惯。
Our trouble is that we rely on ourselves too much.
所以呢，我们有我们自己的自尊。
So we have our pride.
即使我蒙恩得救了，我们还不习惯跟神之间有交通。
Even when we're saved, we're not used to fellowshipping with God.
啊，像你有时候带孩子很不乖啊，你就生气了，对不对
？A lot of time when your kids misbehave and you get angry,
你不需要生气。
You need not to be angry.
啊，你首先你说主啊，你看看这个孩子怎么这个样子。
And then you may say, Lord, look at my children.
啊，弟兄姊妹可以跟神之间呢有这种生活上面的很自然的一种的交通。
And you can have this this fellowship in our daily living naturally.
把任何所有需要的事情都带到神的跟前。
To bring anything that you need before God.
如果你跟神之间能有一个非常畅通的交通。
If you can have this open, unhindered fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹，在我的经历里面可以告诉你，没有什么困难的事情。
I can tell you from my experience, there's no difficulties.
我带领孩子，我家的孩子长大。
I raised my children.
弟兄姊妹，我发现在一路上他们的成长里面，哇，我跟神之间呢，为这件事情不知道有多少次的交通。
I remember many fellowship I had with God.
我常常讲，有的时候孩子去上学了。
Sometimes the kids go to school.
最近他在读书的事上有点困难。
Sometimes they have difficulties in their schooling.
我就进到他房间里面。
I will go into his room.
我就跪在他的那个床旁边。
I will kneel by his bed.
我把我的孩子交在主手里。
I lift up my children to the Lord.
我跟神之间有交通。
And I have fellowship with God.
感谢主。
Thank God.
我祷告完了，我跟神之间交通完了。
After my fellowship with the Lord,
我起来坐里面就很安息。
And I have peace after I raise up.
我就知道神负一切的责任。
I knew God would be responsible.
我不需要忧虑什么。
I need not to worry.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们把他们属灵的光景交在主的手里。
We give the Lord their spiritual conditions.
弟兄姊妹，远比你我把这些事情抓在自己的手里面，不知道要好多少倍，对不对？
Surpasses the fact that when you clutch them yourselves.
你有一个可以与神交通的这个机会，你为什么不交通呢？
Why is it that you will not fellowship with God when you have a chance?
啊，我们在那里一直的焦虑，一直的在那里受压。
We worry and be oppressed.
我们忘记了可以把这些事情在交通中带到神的跟前。
We have forgotten that we can bring these things to God in our prayers.
请我们记得。
Remember.
我们的主是要把我们当朋友的。
Our God is to treat us as friends.
啊，我们应当做他最好的朋友。
And we should be his best friend.
我相信你们如果生活中遇见难处的时候呢，你第一个恐怕就找朋友了，对不对？
I think the first person you will seek after is your friend if
you have trouble. 谁最靠近的朋友，我们就赶快去跟他谈一谈呢，讲讲诉诉我们的心中的苦啊。
Who is the closest? We will find them first.
但是神成了我们的朋友吗？
But God has become our friend.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等重要的一件事情。
And what an important issue this is.
啊，我想我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
I think I mentioned to you before.
当年有个弟兄啊，给我这个英文名字 Godwin 这个字的时候，我不太懂得他的意思是什么。
Someone gave me this English name Godwin. I didn't know what this name meant.
直等到有一天我在加拿大的路上走的时候，碰见一个加拿大的姊妹。
Until I met a Canadian sister.
哎，他我们俩谈起来就发现都是弟兄姊妹，他就问我什么叫什么名字。
And we talked, we discovered we're believers, and she asked me what my name was.
我说我的名字叫 Godwin.
I said, my name is Godwin.
嗯，他说你懂得你名字的意思吗？
She said, do you know the meaning of your name?
我说大概是 Godwin, 神得胜，这是我的里面的一个认识。
And I explained that my understanding is God wins.
他说 no, 他说这个 Godwin means God's friend.
She said that Godwin means God's friend.
哇，我说这么好的名字。
I said, wow, what a good name.
当时我就感觉我让你配得呢，对不对？
And I thought that I'm not worthy of that.
在旧约圣经里面，只有摩西是神的朋友。
Only Moses was God's friend.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Abraham.
哇，他们要达到这样的境界，在我的感觉中，他们才成为神的朋友。
And that day, you have to enter such realm before you can be God's friend.
但是弟兄姊妹到了新约时代。
But in the New Testament.
主耶稣对那班门徒们说，我从今之后称你们为朋友。
And the Lord said, today, now I call you friend.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们配得这个名的。
So brother and sister, we are worthy of this name.
啊，所以我没有改掉它啊，我就用了这个名。
I didn't change my name and I used it.
我也渴望我成为神的朋友。
And I hope that I will become God's friend.
所以在我的生活中，我与神之间天天有交通。
So daily I have fellowship with God.
的确，我与神之间有交通，我里面就安息。
And I have peace in the fellowship.
我与神之间有交通，我里面就没有焦虑。
And I have no worry in this fellowship.
我与神交通，我里面就宽广。
And I am God broadened my horizon in the fellowship.
像我最近常常在主面前俯伏祷告的时候，仰望主给我一个深处的一个感觉是什么呢？
And the feet, I asked Lord for something.
就是你的温和使我伟大。
And that it is your, may your meekness enlarge me.
啊，每次靠近主，这个意念在里面，主说你的温和使我伟大。
And every time the Lord, I ask the Lord of this, that your, may your meekness cause me to be enlarged.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的生命在主的这个丰富的里面。
And our life within the abundance of God.
因着他所给我们这个温和呢，弟兄姊妹，使我们变得非常的宽广。
Because of His meekness, then we can be.We can be broadened.
你想想看，你一跪在主面前祷告，这个意念进来的时候，还有什么东西可以影响你呢？
And you, can you imagine that this thought comes in when you're praying? What other thing can hinder you?
我们的狭窄，我们里面的嫉妒，我们里面的这许许多败坏的东西，就会完全烟消云散。
Our narrowness, our jealousy, every other things would just disappear.
我们就可以在地上怎么样无忧无虑地跟随主往前呢？
Then without worry, we can walk with the Lord forward.
但是你要进入这个交通啊。
But you have to first enter.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们在生活中间要跟神之间有交通。
In our life, we should have fellowship with God.
当然，另外还有一面呢。
Of course, on the other hand,
就是我们要在神的旨意上与神有交通。
We should have fellowship with God in His will.
因为神是有目的，神是有旨意的神。
God has purpose.
我们的父亲呢，在这个宇宙中间有非常伟大的经营。
Our father is, he.
我们有很多人呢，很羡慕呢，别人呢，一生就生在那个大户人家。
And many of us, wish that we are born in a good and wealthy family.
所以想说，哎呀，真是不公平啊。
We say that this is not fair.
你看，他一生就生在那个大企业家里面，家里面。
He was born in such a great family.
他将来呢，那是一生呢不愁吃穿的了。
And that he need not to worry about what he eats and drinks.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你羡慕吗？
Do you admire this?
哎呀，有的时候我们做人真是羡慕这个。
Sometimes we do.
但是你不要羡慕这个。
But don't.
你要知道啊，今天呢，你一蒙恩得救啊，你不得了啊，你就进入。那个伟大的神创造宇宙万有的神的事业里面去了。
But you know that you are in the economy of God.
但是今天呢
Once you're saved.
今天我们如果要懂得神的心意。
But if we are to understand God's will.
弟兄姊妹，我们生命必须要走向成熟。
Then our life must mature.
如果我们的生命不够成熟啊。
If our life do not mature.
弟兄姊妹们，有时候神要对我们讲，你们无从讲起。
God cannot even speak to us.
你要知道神在地上如果能找着一个对象能交通神的心不知道多欢喜。
And you know, God is so happy when he can find someone to fellowship with.
如果都是婴孩的话呢
?If all babies?
固然神抱起来呢也觉得很可爱但是呢心里不能满足。
God would think it's adorable, but yet he cannot be satisfied.
难怪弟兄姊妹你看见啊在出埃及记。
No wonder in Exodus.
当摩西八十岁的时候
When Moses was 80,
哦，弟兄姊妹，从我们来看，神是呼召摩西到了西乃山上。
Outwardly, God called Moses to Mount Sinai.
啊，神有一个重要的事情要托付给。
God has something important for him.
但是你知道吗？在神的眼中看，现在地上有了一个人。
In God's eyes, that there's someone on the earth.
他的生命已经达到一种的程度。
He has such a life.
神可以把他隐藏的心意告诉他。
That God can reveal to him his heart.
哇，神的心多么的欢喜啊
！How happy God would be.
神说摩西，来来来，上山上山。
God said Moses, come on the mountain.
神就把他呢，用云彩、用荣耀把他封闭在山上。
And God covered him with a cloud.
神就给他跟他之间交通了个四十昼夜。
And God talked with him 40 days and night.
哇，这个心多痛快啊！你看。
And what a happy heart he have.
我都能感觉那天好像神的心呢、啊、真是哎呀从来这个一两千年来没这么快乐过、啊。
And I felt that God has never been so happy in about 1 to 2000 years.
我们在生活中也是这样。如果你有几个知己的朋友啊有的时候心里面很闷呢、啊、找他来跟他讲讲话心里就很快乐。
And if you have troubled heart, you can seek out a good friend to talk to.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
所以那一天我们看见神就说你也不要睡觉也不要吃饭了我就跟你讲40天40昼夜
And God says, don't eat and drink, I'll talk to you 40 days a night.
真的摩西也经历了从所未经历40昼夜不睡觉不吃不喝
And Moses experienced not sleeping for 40 days a night, not eating.
因为什么呢没有时间吃喝没有时间睡觉
And drinking because there's no time to do that.
神满心的话要倒出来
There's so many words coming from God's heart.
没有40天是讲不完的
There's 40 days to finish.
弟兄姊妹，你能感觉到神心中的喜悦吗？
Can you imagine the joy in God's heart?
今天你我能成为神交通的对象吗？
You and I can become the object of His fellowship.
神能够把他心中的话能够这样向我们倾吐吗？
And God can speak such words to us.
地上如果有人能够被带到这种交通里面，
If we can be brought into this fellowship,
弟兄姊妹们，教会就蒙福了。
Then the church will be blessed.
教会历史上许多重大的启示都是从这样的光景中出来的。
All the great revelation come forth in this way in the church.
所以我们基督徒在神跟前要追求属灵生命的成长。
So we should seek after maturity.
你越成长，神就越能把他心中的意思告诉你。
The more you grow, the more God can tell you things.
所以不，我们不要以今天我们所得着的一点点为满足啊。
So do not be satisfied with the little bit we have.
神的心渴望我们能够长大成人。
And God wants us to grow up.
弟兄姊妹，你看保罗也是这样。
And Paul is the same way.
到了新约时代中。
In the New Testament.
这个保罗呢，生命一天比一天的成长。
And Paul is growing.
保罗是一个满腔有热血为主做工的一个人。
Paul was a person who is full of hot blood working for God.
你看在地中海的沿岸跑这里跑那里跑那里啊。
And he was running from places to places.
碰到一个会堂就进去跟他们辩论。
And then he would enter into the synagogue to debate.
碰见那些犹太人就传福音。
And he would preach the gospel to the Jews.
碰到外邦人那里他也去传福音。
And also the Gentiles.
你知道那个他到了那个罗马的地的境界里面的时候啊
，You know when he went to the Roman area
啊，有的地方是人家洗澡的地方，洗澡的地方也去啊。
Some places a bath that he would go in there。
他这个传福音的热忱呢，弟兄姊妹们，这是教会历史上头一个啊，最大热忱的一个人。
And this is like the first fervent person in the whole church.
他没想到天上的神父亲一直看着他。
And that the father is looking at him.
看他一点点长大。
As he grows.
看他到处跑。
And he runs around.
当然父的心也欢喜。
Of course, the father's heart is happy.
父说到了就说行了。
Enough.
然后怎么样就把他关在监牢里面了。
And then he was in prison.
因为呢，不把他关在监牢里面，他还要跑的。
Because if he is not in prison, he will still run around.
所以神就用锁链把他锁住了他。
So God shackled him.
这一锁不得了啊。
And this is incredible.
弟兄姊妹，在罗马的监牢里面呢。
In the Roman dungeon.
因为现在没地方跑了。
Because now he had no place to go.
交通给保罗。
And so the mystery of the ages were revealed to Paul in prison.
保罗写下以弗所书。
Paul wrote Ephesians.
保罗写下哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哇，这两卷书啊，弟兄姊妹是不得了的启示啊。
And what a high revelation of these two books.
把神心中所有的奥秘通通开启出来了。
And all the mystery of God is revealed in these two books.
弟兄姊妹们，神不是要叫他的仆人受苦。
God does not want his servant to suffer.
因为神要跟他交通。
Because God wants fellowship with him.
所以你知道，有的时候弟兄姊妹们，主让我们受点苦啊。
So sometimes we suffer a little.
有的弟兄姊妹们生病了就躺在床上了。
We're ill and we lay in the bed.
你躺在床上，你不要唉声叹气，弟兄姊妹们。
Do not sigh when you're on the bed.
因为这个时候神要跟你交通了。
Because now God wants to talk to you.
感谢主，现在呢哪里也不能去了，就躺在床上。
Thank God that nowhere you can go, you can just lay in your bed.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们的生命不够成长的话呢
？But if we don't grow,
有时候被锁住了，也锁不出个以弗所书出来。
That When you're shackled, you cannot shackle out the Ephesians.
是我常常感觉有时候主就是这样把我们摆在一种情况的里面。
I truly feel God places us in certain circumstances.
因为我们人从地上从我们肉身的眼睛呢我不大能够完全看见神的心。
Because from the natural, we cannot see God's heart.
弟兄姊妹你知道吗神的眼注视我们每一个人。
You know, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro.
他要寻求寻找可以交通的对象。
To seek out one whom he can fellowship with.
我这些年常常感觉有的时候有点安静的时间回到主跟前。
I feel that some quiet time before the Lord, they have fellowship with Him in the Spirit.
哇，有时候主把一点的话语开启在我里面的时候，我在我的书房里面我都坐不住啊。
And sometimes when the Lord reveals something in His Word to me, I couldn't even sit still.
我有一个冲动，我真是巴不得跑到房顶上去喊叫。
And I have this feeling that I wanted to run to the rooftop to shout.
哇，太荣耀了，太好了。
What glory, how good this is.
弟兄姊妹，真是巴不得喊的全世界都能够听见的。
And I want to shout the whole world can hear.
当然，我的那个得着其实还赶不上保罗，对不对？
Of course, my revelation cannot be compared.
因为保罗得这个启示之后，他出不去啊。
Because Paul cannot go out after his revelation.
所以他就写了，用写的了。
So he wrote it down.
哦，弟兄姊妹，有人告诉我们，以弗所书，他把希腊文里面的最大的字眼都用上去了。
And that he used the greatest words in the Greek.
还没有办法完全表达他里面的感觉。
And could not use, I mean, could not express his thoughts.
哇，弟兄姊妹，进入与神旨意的交通是何等样的交通啊！
And what a fellowship this is.
你我羡慕吗？
Do you admire this?
主今天给你这个地位。
The Lord give you this position.
所以弟兄姊妹要在他的旨意上与他有交通。
So we should fellowship with him in this position.
你看约翰也是这样啊。
John the same way.
到了快九十几岁，快一百岁了。
90, about 100.
啊，神说可以了。
God said, it is enough.
就把他锁在那个巴摩海岛上，你看。
So he was locked up on the island of Patmos.
在我们看，这么老了还要去充军呢，你看这是不很残忍吗？
And now he's locked up in his old age.
今天我想地上再残忍的国家也不会把个什么八九十岁的老人给他拿去充军的，你没看过对不对？
And now they will not, even today, no one will outcast an 80 or 90 year old man.
弟兄姊妹，从外表上看来是一个经历，其实从里面看来是什么？因为什么？神有话要讲啊。
But inwardly, it is because God has a word to speak.
神想要跟他交通啊。
God wants to have fellowship with him.
啊，所以神就把他拉到个海岛上面，你哪里也跑不掉，对吧
？So God locked him on the island of Patmos, and he can't escape.
感谢主，在巴摩海岛上。
Thank the Lord on the island of Patmos.
弟兄姊妹，他把神在创世以来为这末后世代整个荣耀计划的时间表全部写出来了。
And that he wrote down timetable of God in everything that he does.
这就是今天我们手中的启示录。
And that is the revelation, the book of Revelation in the Bible.
多么荣耀的圣经啊！
What a glorious Bible book.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
神不仅在我们的生活中，他要与我们有交通。
God not only want to have fellowship with us in life.
荣耀的心意，弟兄姊妹们要与我们有交通。
But He want to communicate to us His heart.
我们真是巴望在主耶稣基督回来之前。
I pray that before He returns.
有更多成熟的神的儿女们活在神的跟前。
There are many mature saints living before God.
我们能进入这种交通，神的心是快乐无比啊。
And God would be so happy for us to enter such fellowship.
当然，弟兄姊妹们，我们再讲，不是我们光与神之间有交通。
Of course, it is not just our fellowship with God.
今天我们彼此之间也需要有交通。
But one another, among one another, we should.
所以教会里面这个交通的生活是很重要的一件事情。
So the church fellowship is very important.
我们看见在使徒行传第二章那里告诉我们。
Acts chapter 2, it says.
在他们开头的聚会生活里面。
In their church life.
他们有这个使徒的教训。
They have the apostles' teaching.
那就是有神的话语的传递。
And that is the preaching of the word of God.
啊，他们有彼此的交接，有交通。
They have fellowship.
然后呢，他们有擘饼。
Breaking the bread.
他们有祈祷。
And prayer.
啊，所以最近我心里面有个感觉啊，在我们的聚会中间呢，好像这个讲台也是有了，这个擘饼也有了，这个祷告也有了。
I felt that Now we have the pulpit, and we have the prayer and breaking of bread.
而我们这个彼此间的交通好像还不能够建立。
And it seems like we are lacking in our fellowship with one another.
所以我们希望在未来的日子中间。
I hope that in the days to come.
主若许可我们的话。
Lord willing.
弟兄姊妹，我们要建立这个交通的聚会。
We want to establish this fellowship meeting.
因为我们知道我们每一个人跟神之间的交通。
Because fellowship with God.
我们跟神之间所产生的经历
The experience we produce in the fellowship
都是为着全家的
It is for the whole family
所以我们应当从我们生活中与神之间的交通的这些经历呢要和我们弟兄姊妹大家来分享
So that the experience we have with God in fellowshiping we should share with brothers and sisters
所以主若许可的话
Lord willing
在不久的将来也许我们要建立
Not long in the future, maybe we should have this kind of fellowship.
让我们彼此在生命中间彼此有供应。
So that we may be supplied in our lives.
让主的生命在教会里面能够丰富起来。
So that his life may be grow more abundant.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
It's very important.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天主把生命给了我们。
The Lord given us this life today.
我们在与主的交通的这个光景中，主会使我们的生命逐渐的成长。
And that God will cause the growth in fellowship with Him.
我们希望从这个成长的过程和经历里面所得做的，能够分享给我们其他所有的弟兄和姊妹。
And I hope that in the process of fellowshiping, growing with God, that we can share all this with other people.
所以圣徒之间。彼此交接
so that there is fellowship among the saints.
所以我们求主用他的恩典啊，来带领我们往前。
So may the Lord lead us by His grace.
我在这里哈，我再提醒一下。
But one more reminder here.
在我们交通中间两个重要的原则先要守。
There's two principles in fellowship.
第一个，你要先与神有交通。
Number one, you must have one with God first.
希望每个弟兄姊妹在你个人的生活里面与主交通的生活是丰富的。
And I hope that in your fellowship with God, it would be very abundant.
然后呢，弟兄姊妹，我们把从主所看见、所听见的传递给其他的弟兄姊妹。
And that from what you see and what you hear, you share it with others.
然后彼此之间有交通。
And then you can have fellowship with one another.
所以主给我们的生命
Lord's life.
我们今天所交通头一个点就是交通的生活。
So the first point is about this life of fellowshipping.
请我们不要忘记。
Do not forget.
你蒙恩得救。
You're saved.
神有个很大的目的要以你作为交通的对象。
And that God wants to take you as the object of his fellowship.
希望我们也能对主说主啊，我们也愿意成为你交通的对象。
And may we respond to his call to fellowship.
我们请弟兄姊妹一同来唱个诗歌。
Let's sing a song, please.
唱560首。
560。
我们就唱第一节和第三节。
We will only sing stanza 1 and 3.
唱完之后呢，我们在主面前大家同声的有点祷告。
And afterwards we can pray together.
我们求主成全他的作为。
May the Lord accomplish his work.
让我们在生活中与他能有更多的交通。
That in our lives we can have fellowship with
him. 让我们今后在彼此之间也有更多的交通。
So that we can have fellowship with one another.
请大家起立好不好
？Please stand.
我们站起来，我们唱第一节和第三节。
Stanza one and three.
大家同声开口祷了。耶稣是我的，我有把握，这是我与他荣耀生活。一梦先赎回，一生恩赐，
已有人重生，做神后子。
这是我的罪，是我是根。赞美我救主，长日不息，这是我最短，是我诗歌。
赞美我救主，长日不息，
以万全顺服所有爱惜，借主能交通。
眼睛心等候，仰望主来，帮助主好处，必与主安。这是我这段，是我诗歌，赞美我救主，参与不息。这是我这段，是我诗歌，赞美我救主，长日不息。
请我们大家同声开口一点祷告。
Let's all pray。
主，我们满心的感谢你在我们身上所施的恩典，实在是何等的丰富。主啊，我们求你不忘记，叫我们不忘记你救我们。主啊，要我们成为你交通的对象。主，我们感谢赞美你，愿我们把我们的生活奉献给你，把我们的侍奉奉献给你。愿你在你自己的百姓中间，主，世代找着更多成熟交通的对象，好叫你的心意不断地在你的教会中能被释放出来。亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，愿今天早晨主你怜悯我们，施恩给我们，也祝福这些话语，所以我们一同等候在你的跟前，从心灵的深处把敬拜感谢赞美都归给你。谢谢你垂听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督，请坐。